Of course, you just said that you guys approved some of the guidelines for the interactive water feature and art installation. What can you tell me about those guidelines?
Well, it's a art competition we're going to have for a interactive water feature slash art installation that will be put there at the Tower Center at Unity Square. And it's being sent out. Of course, it'll be published, and all the necessarily requirements we would have under normal bidding requirements. But it's also going out to a bunch of different architectural groups. And Oklahoma Art Council has a list of artists, and they'll be sent to them. And then I'm sure it'll get spread on the Internet, and we're hoping to have a good response to it. Basically, what they'd be charged with doing is coming up with a architectural slash a structural design, some discussion of the cost. But mostly what we're trying to get is somebody who will come with a new vision of what to put there and something that does fit within the space and what the space represents. We've set a tentative schedule. Of course, these schedules are always subject to change depending on what happens, but we'll have a call in the next few days for the artist, and then January 25th tentatively set for the first round for the vision proposals to be due. February 14th will be we'll narrow it down, narrow the field down. There'll be a second round submission due, and then there'll be the design will actually come to our design committee to look at and make a recommendation, and should be submitted to the council on April 6th to see about contracting for the winning submission. And then there'll be some additional construction. Of course, we've already thought ahead, and they already have light and water there to that portion of the project, so that won't have to be put in, but the actual construction of it will go on, and probably unveil in the fall of next year. The park will remain open during that time, that's the plan, and so it shouldn't have too large of an impact on using the park. So that's kind of where that's set up. This will probably also be published on, I'm sure it will be published on the City of Bartlesville website, and folks who are interested in that can look at it. And it should be pretty exciting. We'll be seeing we'll see some good submissions. Never know how many people will submit, but it could be, I think there's already a wide range of people interested in this. We think that the Frank Lloyd Wright Institute will be involved, and they'll be interested in seeing what's happening. But anybody can submit one, so they can meet the guidelines, and they'll be allowed to submit.
And, of course, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but this is a national competition. How exciting is that?
Well, it's really exciting. Of course, sometimes when you live right in the middle of something, you don't really realize the significance of it. But we actually visited the site today and get the feel for those two buildings. The only skyscraper actually designed by Frank Lloyd Wright built there, and then the Taliesin Design BCC, the community center, is it's kind of a big deal, and so it's very exciting. And I think that hopefully we'll have people from all over the country making submissions. A lot of people, would like to be a part of the design process and love to have a piece there there at the Unity Square to say they designed it. So hopefully we'll have a lot of good turnout. It's a pretty great thing to be a part of, actually.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the contest?
Well, not really. Some of the judge criteria are like on relevance to the overall goals of the community. Audience appeal, what appeal to folks. It's not something that'll be so much out of the norm. But, and then, of course, the quality of the design. Those are some of the things we'll be looking at. It's about a five-page document. We could go through all of it, but like I said, they could look at it online, and it's a really exciting thing. It's kind of like when we had the charrette and came up with the design that ultimately turned into what we're building now. So it's a great time to be involved.
It really is, and I'm excited to see what comes out of this as well. We're going to go ahead and move down the agenda here. I know item number 4 was a project management report presented by Terry Lordson and Jones Plan. Kind of where you guys are at the project, what can you tell me about that?
Well, I was excited, and of course I kind of know as we go along here what's been happening, but you know, there's been a really good support as far as the city and our citizens and some of our corporate citizens and the foundations here in town. And we've now brought in some additional funds, which all the add backs that we were looking for, which were items when we did the value engineering that kind of came out of the projects, have all been added in except for the amenities for the stage. And we think we may have a donor or two that may still be willing to pay for that. So the original design that was submitted to the voters to look at. Of course, after they approved that, then there were some additional things that in our dozen or so meetings that we had with the public they wanted to add. I think we're going to be able to accommodate all those at this point. So we're really excited about that project. It's already going to be great without these items in, but now it's going to be, you know, I think it'll be kind of a world-class place. We'll see, but I think it's really going to be something. So on the financial end of it, things look good. on the construction, of course, we've lost, I think, Craig from Jones Plan, so we've lost about a third of our work days due to the weather, which, you know, is something you can always anticipate here in Oklahoma that, you know, weather is so changeable. But the project is moving along well. People have driven by recently. They'll see that the bathroom structure is coming up, as well as the storage area is coming up. They've put in a lot of the lighting, done the trenching, and done the electrical for the lighting. Some of the bases for the lights are being put in now. On the west side, probably in the next few weeks, you'll be seeing something that looks more and more like a, you know, going to be a public space, you know, things smoothed out. And and as the winter goes forward, then we'll also see the east side. So depending on how things go, we're still looking at probably March for final completion. We're not sure our substantial completion. And we're also still shooting for April for some sort of grand opening for the park, which would be a perfect time, I think. So things are going along well. You can see the progress now. The elevation is occurring. And it's going to start looking more and more like the park. Like I said, we went over there today and actually did some reviewing and those kind of things and really get the feel for how big the park is going to be. The way it was configured before, it wasn't really that usable of a space, but now it's going to be it's going to really be something that people will be able to use all year round, I believe. So making progress. If the weather holds, I think we'll all be celebrating in April as far as grand opening.
It also helps that you guys have a few days here where it's going to be 60 in December.
I love that. Hopefully we get more of that. Of course, we had quite a bit of rain in the fall, and we had some early cold weather, but I know they were doing some masonry work today, and they're continuing on that. I think that there'll be more structural work there. Of course, the final structure work is to the canopy for the stage. That's kind of the last thing. And we always, not only do we have to worry about the weather, but making sure that materials are delivered on time and the fabrication and all this has to fit into other people's the supplier's schedule too. I think we're in pretty good shape there according to what Jones Plan is doing. And like I said, you can actually see things kind of taking shape. Most of the concrete, I think, is in at this point other than the stage and maybe a couple of segments, but most of that's in. As I said, they've done the trenching. You see the steps for the electrical work as well as some of the irrigation and some of the water work. If they drove by today, they could actually see where the water feature will be placed. It's where the big blue tube is kind of right in the middle of where the stage would be on the parking lot side. So it kind of gives you an idea. The other thing I was impressed with is before the way the area was designed, the fountain really didn't stick out, but now you really get kind of the full effect of that. So we'll have essentially two different kinds of water feature, one more interactive and one more just decorative there at the Unity Square. And it's going to be, in the summer it'll be great for the kids to be able to play in the water, or maybe some of the adults too. Huh? So it's starting to move along. And of course, that kind of brings us to the next thing on the item, which we were to visit the site and look at the mock-up of the rock wall that will be part of the finish to the stage area, the bathrooms and the storage area that hook into the stage. And we did approve it. And if somebody, again, if you're driving, of course, I wouldn't recommend going on the site without a hard hat and approval. But if you go in the parking lot, you can actually see what the rock is going to look like. And it's going to be native stone, nothing like you'd see probably on somebody's house. It's something somewhat unique, and part of the overall design process should be very nice.
It should be very nice indeed. And of course, I know this is probably your guys' last meeting, I'm assuming, before the end of 2019. I also wanted to ask you, of course, you guys will reconvene before this project is over. You guys are in charge of like overseeing the design and the construction of it, so you guys will be done by the time the project is done. I say all that to ask you, what are your thoughts and hopes for this project moving forward as we go into 2020?
Well, we have already created a management committee that has been working hard. They've come up with some rules to be able to use the park, some guidelines as far as if you're going to rent some of the park, but that is basically free unless somebody has actually rented certain parts of it. We've also started working on, I think there's some groups that are already talking to the management group about using the park, and there's some grant applications out there trying to get some money so that for the operational end of it to put on different kinds of entertainment events, and we should know about that fairly quickly. And then what I'm hoping we'll see is, of course, people have a place that kind of ties together the two iconic buildings downtown, acts as an anchor to our overall arts district that we've created, increase business activity downtown, plus gives the citizens another place to take the kids, take the grandkids, take the dog, have fun. And then we really want to see, I was talking to someone today about potential theater production in the summer, maybe starting an annual Shakespeare in the Park production. And then there'd be other types of, because I'm sure CMT might be able to do something there on the board at the Choral Society, and we had some discussions about possibly having a concert there in the park. It's big enough for the symphony to play on, so hopefully they'll be using it. And then any kind of other groups, somebody... A group wanted to hold a church service there on a Sunday, or somebody wanted to have a yoga class, just a place for people to gather and feel like that, we all can kind of come together and have a good time there. And I think it's going to work there. And then I think it'll also, be transformative in the way that it's bringing together these two cultural, architectural icons. I think it'll give you a look at that part of town and those amazing buildings like we've never had before. I'm already experiencing when I go on the site, and just create more reasons for people to want to live here in Bartlesville, which is what we want. We want everybody to come here and live and be a part of this great community.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this project. I know we've talked about it several times over the months. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the project before I let you go?
Oh, I don't think so. I appreciate, the coverage you've given us on it. And you and I are not the only ones excited. I think there's a lot of people in town that this project has caught their imagination. And I appreciate what you're doing and what the radio does, the radio station, and their good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Alan.